hopes they don't try again to redo the deal. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump tweeting, "We've lost hundreds of billions of dollars for years on crazy trade with China. No more." This hours after tariffs on many Chinese imports surge from 10 to 25%. And while critics say tariffs will cost Americans with higher prices, the president wrote it'll bring in far more wealth to our country. The talks will continue today in Washington.
Meanwhile, last night here at the White House, the trade rep, Lighthizer, and the Treasury Secretary Mnuchin talked to the president about the negotiations.
Fox's Kevin Cork also has a Chinese statement threatening retaliation.
It says this, China deeply regrets that it will have to take necessary countermeasures. It is hoped that the U.S. and Chinese side will work together and work together to resolve existing problems through cooperation.
A U.S. show of force in the Middle East. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, American B-52 bombers arriving at a U.S. airbase in Qatar, part of a deployment announced by the White House last weekend. The U.S. saying Iran has made threats against American forces, although it hasn't offered details. An aircraft carrier has also been sent to the region. Iran dismisses the deployment as an American attempt at psychological warfare amid fresh U.S. sanctions on the Iranian economy. Dave.
Simon, Chelsea Manning got out of jail last night because the grand jury she refused to testify to about WikiLeaks ended its term. However, the former soldier convicted in 2013 for leaking classified information and imprisoned until President Obama spared her in 2017 could be jailed again if Manning refuses to testify to a new grand jury. In rain-soaked and flooded Houston.
Watch out for water on the roadways. Don't drive into water if you see it. Stay safe.
Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo. Some people have needed to be rescued. There's worry more heavy rains forecast. A snowstorm dumped nearly a foot on Duluth, Minnesota, the most in May in 117 years. In Boulder, Colorado, some students wore ski goggles with their caps and gowns as snow fell at graduation. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better. Money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
The two students accused of shooting up their high school in Highlands Ranch, Colorado on Tuesday, killing one classmate, wounding eight, returned to court today, and the DA will decide whether to charge the younger suspect, who is 16, as an adult. Devin Erickson is 18. In California, John Ernest is now facing federal hate crimes charges, in addition to one state count of murder for last month's synagogue shooting in Poway.
We will not allow our community members to be hunted in their houses of worship, where they should feel free and safe to exercise their right to practice their religion.
U.S. Attorney Robert Brewer Jr., if convicted, Ernest could face the death penalty. A U.S. Marine is dead in California after a training accident that left several others injured yesterday morning.
The name of the Marine who was killed hasn't been released, but the rollover crash that led to their death at Camp Pendleton is under investigation. Six other Marines were hurt when their light-armored vehicle rolled over during training. They were taken to a hospital and are expected to be okay. All seven are from the 1st Light Armored Reconnaissance Battalion, 1st Marine Division. It's the second recent rollover death at Camp Pendleton. Last month, the military identified a Marine raider who died after his tactical vehicle crashed. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Starting today, you can hail an Uber share. The company's much-anticipated IPO debuts on Wall Street at the opening bell.
Uber sets its initial price offering as it gets ready to make its Wall Street debut. The ride-hailing company pricing its shares at $45, the low end of its expected range, as Uber deals with choppy markets and the disappointing debut of its rival Lyft. At that price, Uber, which had been targeting a range of $44 to $50 a share, is valued at around $82 billion, making it one of the largest IPOs in years. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Well, the Dow could drop at the opening bell. Futures are lower the day after a 139-point decline. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good Friday morning. News brought to you by, local news brought to you by Rhonda Lash, loan officer at CIBM Mortgage. Rhonda and her team at CIBM Mortgage wants to make the home buying process easy. You need to get pre-approved for all that stuff. So you
that makes it a lot easier.
Well, you walk in, you know what you're doing. We can buy that right now. Get pre-approved today. Call Rhonda 390-9310 or email rhonda.lash at cibmmortgage.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 7 years in prison is the sentence for a Champaign man who pleaded guilty to a single count of unlawful use of weapons by a felon on parole. 20-year-old Marcus Batts was one of four young men arrested in late February when police raided a home. Police are investigating a train versus pedestrian accident that happened in Champaign yesterday morning. This was at Neal Street and Buena Vista just after 9 a.m. WCIA says police don't think the man was seriously injured. No word yet on exactly what happened. An arrest warrant has been issued in a Champaign homicide investigation. Police say they responded to an apartment complex parking lot in the 400 block of Edgebrook Drive early in the morning on May 5th following reports of a shooting. They found a 21-year-old man who died of his injuries at a hospital. The victim was identified as Scott Roth. An arrest warrant is out for 28-year-old Isaiah DePriest Kane for first-degree murder. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire. From your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email Rhonda.Lash at CIBMMortgage.com or call 390-9310 NMLS number 1772943.
Okay, here we go. ESPN 93.5 weekend weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana. Call 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Mother's Day is Sunday.
That's
graduation
right.
Weekend. What do you got, Diane Ducey?
We've got some morning clouds, afternoon sunshine. Today's high is 62, down to 42 this evening. Right now, there's a 90% chance of rain on Saturday. Let's just hope the timing is just right for those grads in and out of their festivities. We've got a high 58, low 43 expected tomorrow. 20% chance of showers, especially early on Sunday for the moms, with a high 54, low 42. Right now, the temperature's at 46 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, it's an hour by hour, and we'll go through that, because that's it. Tomorrow's kind of a large day. So, you just gotta be ready for this kind of a day in your life when your kids graduate and you got high schools are going on. You got the University of Illinois. Is it Larry Geese? Is that the guy's name?
That's right.
He'll be the keynote at Memorial Stadium tomorrow, so it can't rain.
That's right.
9:30 a.m. Come on, man. I mean, it's rain or shine, and everybody's going to be tucked under the thing, but the graduates aren't.
Right.
Everybody will be under the thing on the east side, I presume.
I mean, let's say it's a pretty good shower. Do you wear a poncho over your robe?
Well, sure you would.
Okay.
It's soaked.
Okay. And then you got the mortarboard, though, that's sort of umbrella-like,
I
think, guess.
I think you actually just, wouldn't you just bring a big umbrella?
Maybe so.
I think you just, but then there's no room for all the
right.
Big, you can't
you
see
put
squat.
That under your armpit.
You can't see squat. So you're sitting there. So
let's just hope the timing is right, like I was saying.
Could you pull up weather.com?
Okay, and try just, to do the hour by hour.
Because
I tried to do that yesterday, and I just, it wasn't going that far out.
Yeah.
But now we're into Friday, so.
So it's exciting. So Benjamin is the middle triplet, and somebody said, well, wait a minute. Aren't they the same age? I said, yeah, they were all born in the same minute, 12-18, 12-18, 30, 12-19. But anyway, but two. Gracie had Miss America, so she was out of school last fall. And Christian's in civil engineering, and that stuff just sometimes runs an extra semester.
It sure does.
So, anyway, Grace and Christian, two of the other triplets, will graduate in December. And then Christian's going on for the master's, so he'll have another one after that. Anyway, there's still plenty of school left for Christian to get his master's degree. Grace will finish in December. She's thinking master's now, too.
Oh, really?
Benjamin is going to work here in a couple of weeks. So.
Okay.
Anyway, it's fun, and we're excited.
Have the hour, and partly cloudy at 7 a.m.
How about 9:30?
8 a.m. is 15%.
Okay.
9, 15%.
Okay.
10 a.m., 40%. 11 a.m., 45%.
Okay, so
noon,
we're going
to... 60.
60. Okay,
75% by 2.
The president's house where we go for the free lunch is where all the graduates go.
Okay.
We're kind of tight now with the president.
Uh-huh.
We go there every year,
sure.
Although you wouldn't know me from squat. We'll plan to go over, but there's a tent there. I mean, we know how to do this one.
Okay, good.
So we'll go into the tent like every other human, and then they walk us through the president's house as a touring thing.
Oh, nice.
So people will take longer as a tour as the rain falls, but there's a lot of tenting over there.
Uh-huh.
But we can probably figure that one out.
So, again, 40% kicks in at 10 a.m. and 75% by 2 a.m.
Yeah, well, we'll be off and running on something else by then.
90% by 5 p.m.
The parking at the president's house could be messy because...
Yeah, that's right.
Wonder how they're going
to
do that.
You might have some people out to guide you to higher elevation or something.
No, I don't know if they'll be able to. Anyway, not my worry. I'll
exactly.
be there for the little chicken salad thingy that we always have.
And for me, my special Olympian at Warrensburg Latham High School, Aiden will be in action, I believe, 8:45 and then 2:45.
So softball throw?
Yes.
Okay.
And then the walking.
Just make sure he's
speed walking.
Stretches.
Exactly.
Okay, so graduation weekend, and if you want a picture with the alma mater, it'd be a bad weekend to try and do that because there's the lines. You probably want to do it with the cap and gown before all the stuff. Otherwise,
true.
Just you're waiting in line for an hour.
It's true.
It's all right. It's a once-in-a-lifetime deal.
And so. I was on campus last night, but I didn't see if the alma mater had the gown and cap on.
They usually do.
They usually do.
Anyway, big weekend. It's so, and then for townies, listen carefully. Monday, you're wide open, so you can go park and eat and do all the stuff on campus. And pardon my dust. There's a lot of construction.
Yes, there is.
I just cannot believe what's going on there in 6th and Green. I mean, is that going to be a Target? Is that what I heard?
I think so.
I mean, they're going to have apartments, I believe, up high. But
right.
We all remember the day when we drove down Green Street and got a sunburn. But it's all like cavernous, tall,
right.
Shadowy. It's just, what?
Cruising through the canyon.
Oh,
you're
amazing.
Right.
It's what a change on campus. All right, we're going to check our sports. Cubs and Cardinals both win. Cardinals exploded for a bunch of runs.
Yeah.
Big Milwaukee and Chicago weekend starting on US 105.9 at 1:20 today.
And tomorrow.
All weekend. Milwaukee in town as they are just a game back. I think the Cubs are kind of roll up their sleeves because they'll remember what Milwaukee did to them at the end of last year, which was a little, well, it's still a sore subject.
I see.
So I think the Cubbies will take care of the Brewers, if not all three, for sure two. But I think they might sweep them. We'll see. 7:13 sports headlines coming up.
Looking for a cool way to get a new heating or cooling system without breaking the bank? The Advantage program from Chief Bauer Service Experts gets you a high-quality home comfort system for one low monthly rate. There's no money down, never charge for repairs, and seasonal tune-ups are free. Right now, get a new heating or cooling system as low as $99 a month and no additional charges ever. Call Chief Bauer Service Experts today at 866-EXPERTS or visit chiefbauer.com.
For expert service guaranteed, call 866-EXPERTS.
See website for license details.
A pipe bursts and the basement begins to fail, putting the picture albums and the family heirlooms in danger. You can't plan on it, but you can plan for it by making sure you're ready for whatever happens with Serve Pro of Champaign-Urbana at 355-0077. With their mobile site at ServePro ChampaignUrbana.com bookmarked, the 355-0077 programmed into your phone, when the things that matter most are on the line, you'll know that they are too. Make sure you're ready by planning with the trusted professionals of Serve Pro of Champaign-Urbana. Like it. It never even happened.
May is high mileage month at CarX Tire on Auto. If your car has 75,000 miles or more, there's never been a better time to see your CarX man. High mileage oil changes, tires, brakes, shocks, and flushes, all at significant savings this month only at CarX. The high mileage experts at CarX have the right parts for your older vehicle, and our trained mechanics can handle installation on any make or model. Save during our high mileage month only at your Central Illinois CarX Tire and Auto.
Don't worry, call the CarX man. Hi, I'm Marianne, Prairie Gardens plant expert. Whether you're new to garden or a master gardener, we're here to help you with all your garden questions. Come find me and the rest of the PG plant experts in the greenhouses today at Prairie Gardens, Springfield and Duncan, Champaign.
They have a pretty broad selection, and their succulents are beautiful. A lot of different colors, and all their plants are very healthy.
Have you shopped here many times?
Pretty much my whole life. You know, it's every mom's favorite place to shop.
Prairie Gardens, Springfield and Duncan, Champaign.
Hey guys, Mother's Day is this weekend. Shop JCPenney and make her feel special with cultured freshwater pearl studs. Just $10 for JCPenney Rewards members. Not a member? It's easy to join. Or save up to 80% off fine jewelry when you stack on the savings with your JCPenney credit card and 20% off coupon. Celebrate all the moms in your life with gifts from JCPenney. Offers valid 5/9 to 5/12. Credit offer subject to credit approval. $10 pearl studs excluded from coupon. Other exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Let us get to know you like we know this community. From football fields to cornfields. If you share the community spirit, come see why you and I belong together. U of I Community Credit Union for campus and community. From humble beginnings and small victories, you've got a fighting spirit, and we're your biggest fan, working to help you keep more of your money. Come see why you and I belong together. U of I Community Credit Union, for campus and community.
Delight the Illini graduate and honor the retiree with artwork by Larry Camphor. With the largest collection of U of I photographs, you'll find the perfect one that celebrates the occasion. Each original photograph is created and signed by the artist. Give the best. Give a Larry Camphor. Visit the gallery on South Neal Street or Camphor.com.
All right, sports headlines on ESPN 93.5. It's Friday. It's May 10. Diane, what do we got?
St. Louis Cardinals win over the Pittsburgh Pirates in the first of the series. 17-4 was the final. Whew. Let's get your Redbird recap.
John Rooney, how would you characterize that game we had last night at Busch Stadium?
Well, the Cardinals were down by a run, Mike, and then they started scoring, and they scored often. Four runs in the second, two in the third, five in the fourth, five in the sixth, and for good measure, one more in the eighth inning. 16 hits, 17 runs, a 17-4 victory, and to say the Cardinals needed a game like that, that's the understatement. But Michael Wacha got the win. What's lost in it? A couple of really good defensive plays by Paul DeJong at shortstop, but to see Dominic Leone come out there trying to put together a good outing, he did. Two scoreless innings, the seventh and the eighth. John Gant got an out in the sixth. John Brebbia finished up. Michael Walker's 3-0 with the win.
And we're on the air tonight at 6:20 as Adam Wainwright will look for his fourth victory of the year as he goes to the mound against Trevor Williams, a right-hander for Pittsburgh. Cardinals win the first one last night against Pittsburgh, 17-4.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
4-1 was the final. Cubs on top over Miami yesterday. Now from Wrigley, we've got a 1:20 start today and tomorrow against the Milwaukee Brewers. So we had a bunch of home runs going on.
Sunday Night Baseball, by the way. Cubs on three Sundays in a row.
Okay.
That was on last Sunday. Cubs smoked the Cardinals.
Yes.
Then they'll do the same to Milwaukee and do the same to whoever they play a week from Sunday. So.
I don't know if I like that when they put the asterisks on and MLB moves things around, but that's what we got.
Yeah, they put the best game on, and right now it's the Cubs, so here we go.
A homered in 15 straight games. The Cubs have been hot on the bats. Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo with a bunch of homers yesterday. So good stuff from our Cubs, and let's hope it continues against the Brewers.
What they need to do is when they get ready to play the Brewers today, is just on the field, have somebody from the Brewers say, how'd the end of last season work out for you?
Okay.
That's an open sore.
There we go.
Here you go with your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier. printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35 years at wantscopy.com.
Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine, today's high 62, 42 are low tonight. Might want to take our suggestion if you have that cap and gown to get that picture in later today, because we've got rain in the forecast tomorrow, some spotty showers after 10 a.m. We've got a high of 58 expected and 43-hour low tonight. For Mom's Day, could have a 20% chance of showers to start. High 54 expected. We're currently at 47 on ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. ESPN 93.5, Friday morning at 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, no deal yet with China, so that means tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports are now in effect, meaning China has to pay taxes up to 25% on stuff it sends here. More negotiations on tap this morning. Vice President Mike Pence telling Fox News,
"We believe a deal is possible, but what President Trump has made clear is we think we're in a very strong position either way."
President Trump tweeting, "Tariffs will make our country stronger. Stock futures are down. A $45 Uber ride, that's what it's going to cost you for a share of Uber stock when it goes public for the first time this morning. What direction will Uber go? Well, Uber's arch rival Lyft hasn't exactly broken any land speed records since it went public in March. Lyft's shares are down 20%. Going in the opposite direction, shares of Ford up in pre-market trading, with one analyst saying Ford's revamped product lineup and cost cutting earning a ratings upgrade from neutral to buy. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hank Weinblum.
Website StephaniePrattHomes.com and rock on.
I don't know who those are. I'm not familiar.
Those rock and roll bands.
Warrant?
Yep.
Okay. And what was the other one?
Brett Michaels, I know, was the lead for Poison, and he's going to be on the Peoria Riverfront. There's a tailgate and tall boys.
Okay. All right, now listen, it's all.
He starts that on June 13th.
Just education here.
Uh-huh.
Tom Tyfer or some of the other guy?
Yeah, and he was with the band Cinderella back in the day.
Okay, boy. Mm.
Big hair bands from the 80s.
Okay, and real rock and roll.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's great.
Heavy metal, is it?
Would
it
be? I mean, right on the fringe of
just
that.
Just rock and roll.
Uh-huh.
All right. And how's your passport? Honda BMW letting Diane drive a passport, which is the between CRV and Pilot, the bigger vehicles.
Yes.
Seats 5.
I needed a bigger vehicle yesterday. So
what'd you do with it yesterday?
I switched out my passport for the Pilot.
You drove the Pilot?
I did.
I've never driven
Tommy
the Pilot.
West. Was great with switching in and out, of course, and giving me the once-over about all the features in my vehicle that I'm driving now. And I needed 7 to go to a hibachi grill scene.
Ooh,
for
how fun is that?
Anna's 17th birthday.
Is Anna okay? 17 years young.
Yes,
how about
right.
that?
But the passport has all the bells and whistles, and everybody loves their own little station with their own little electronic, you know, charging.
Pilot's got that charging.
And, and all the cup holders. And, you know, it's real quick to switch the seats out, and each person can, you know, flop their seat down to get out without having to wait for the driver.
Easy
to
get out. Okay,
totally.
That's good to know.
And, of course, the lane usage and the jiggling of the steering wheel is.
You get out of
I
lane.
Didn't realize how much I. Don't use my turn signal. That deactivates that.
Yeah. You have to, if you do your turn signal to switch lanes,
right.
it doesn't.
That's right.
Vibrates if you don't, like you're leaving the lane.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. Go
know.
Check it out. Pilot, CRV, all the great, the passport, all the great vehicles at Honda. Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. Say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone or Craig Fanning. They're all there.
Everything's Archie.
Baby,
yes.
Harry and Meghan came from Archie Comics.
Right.
That's the buzz. And of course, I was a huge Archie guy. It's all we read in India because we didn't have any electronic stuff. So we read Archie and Classics Illustrated comic books and listened to the Beatles. Abbey Roads is the only tape we had.
I see.
1969. So Archie, I knew Archie and Reggie and Veronica and Betty and Jughead.
Yes.
Yeah, so I was pretty tight with all that.
Okay.
So they said that Meghan Markle had a cat named Archie, but that stimulated from the Archie comic, so that's where they think that they came up Archie. Archie Harrison.
Harrison, yes, is the official name.
So there you go. Just inside
but,
info
know,
there.
7 in line. We'll probably never have.
But always
King Archie.
Be in the news.
Right.
Always be paparazzied. always have that. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, would you like a camera around you every time you left the house?
Not really.
I mean, people think that, you know, fame and fortune and all that money and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And what people don't know is the in normal celebritydom, as you're in Hollywood trying to, quote, make it, you're planting stories in the National Enquirer. You're mm-hmm. planting stuff. Mm-hmm. You're going to the parties. Then when you make it, you don't want it.
Right.
So it's like chase, 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 achieve. Get away from me.
Right. Hand up, paparazzi
no,
all around.
You wanted
trying
this.
Trying to shoo them away.
99% chased it. And then they got it. Right. In the case of the royals, though, it's like you kind of, I don't know. That's just how it worked out.
Uh-huh.
You know, you could have been born to a family that's destitute in India. And you were born into the royal family. Well, with that comes baggage maybe you never chose, but that's just how it works out.
That's right.
But there are not very many like that where you're born into it, royal. I mean, we don't really have that anymore.
That's right.
I mean, if you're an athlete and you got good and you're great and all that, and then you're somebody's son and all that. But royalty? Well, it's pretty rare. I mean, they have this kind of monarchy things in other small countries in the world, but nobody's ever heard of them.
That's right.
It's England.
Mm-hmm.
Formerly the greatest nation on earth when they kind of ruled everything. And kind of after Rome and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, it's just the royals, man. And this always attracts.
This one says the queen at 93 is worth $25 billion.
Yeah. Okay. So.
I mean, making her the third richest woman on earth. So.
Yeah. Well, again, okay. So, what does that mean? Just
right.
Leaves the house and has paparazzi.
I know.
and whatever decision they make that day is not going to change anybody's life. So.
Exactly.
Okay. We'll be right back. Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday. Let's get with Coach on and Johnny and talk about life and
uh-huh.
what's happening. We'll do that next. ESPN 93.5.
Hey, Kim. Hey, Lisa. How are the kids? Oh, they're doing well. I need to get them into the dentist this summer. Where are you taking Sam and Max?
Oh, we just switched. We're going to the new Tolono Family Dental. They actually start taking patients soon.
Yeah, I've noticed some renovations going on there.
Oh, yeah. Now's a good time to schedule an appointment. This location makes it so much easier for those of us living in Tolono and Philo.
Tolono Family Dental will be accepting new patients soon. Live in Southern Champaign County? Schedule an appointment today at Tolono Family Dental by calling 485-5760. That's 485-5760. Tolono Family Dental, West Main Dental, Angel Smiles Dental, and Illini Smiles Dental will help keep your smile bright.
SJ Broadcasting is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information regarding employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive information, email hr@sjbroadcasting.com. SJ Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer, encouraging minorities and females to apply.
Gina here from ABC Heating and Air, where it's our goal for you to always be comfortable. What's that mean, always be comfortable? It means the same service price when we come out to your home, so you're comfortable with the price, and a working AC on those hot summer days, so you're not sweating to death. Let us help you always be comfortable here at ABC Heating and Air. Call 352-5400. Again, 352-5400 to reach me and the team at ABC Heating and Air.
News. I'm Jane Metzler tweeting about tariffs. President Trump insisting they'll bring in far more wealth to our country and our farmers will do better. At midnight, the U.S. raised tariffs on billions of dollars worth of Chinese goods to 25%. That's up from 10%. Got the app? How about some Uber stock?
It's going to be a big day here at the New York Stock Exchange. This is the largest American company to IPO and to sell shares since Facebook did it back in 2012, but it's a tough week for Uber to be selling shares, given that we saw a market sell-off because of the U.S.-China trade concerns and, of course, the Uber driver strikes, which is not good for the company image.
Susan Lee with the Fox Business Network.
This company was started back in 2009, and it's worth $82 billion. That's roughly the equivalent of General Electric, which has been around for more than 100 years.
This is Fox News.
You gotta go to Larry Canfer if you really want something unique. Congratulate your Illini or Parkland grad, or maybe honor that retiree with beautiful art and photography from my good friend. I kind of mentored him Larry Canfer and his team at the... Let that sink in. Kind of mentored him.
Okay.
Boy, do I wish.
I know.
And his team at the Larry Canfer Gallery. Meet Larry. Check out gift items. See all his work at canfer.com. I'm stunned every time I see an image of how you can do that with a camera. I own a camera.
Right.
I can't do that. He's just an artist.
It's amazing.
Gallery is off of Neil and Windsor. Technically Dunlap, but it's really Neil and Windsor Champagne. Just go look. It's free to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Just walk around. Great stuff. Larry Canfer Gallery.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. An arrest warrant has been issued in a Champaign homicide investigation. Police say they responded to an apartment complex parking lot in the 400 block of Edgebrook Drive early in the morning on May 5th, following reports of a shooting. They found a 21-year-old man who died of his injuries at a hospital. The victim was identified as Scott Roth. An arrest warrant is out for 28-year-old Isaiah DePriest Kane for first-degree murder. A bus was hit by a vehicle head-on in Arcola yesterday afternoon. WCIA says Arcola School District says a bus with first-grade students from Arcola Elementary School was coming back from a field trip on Route 133 west of Arcola when the bus was hit by a vehicle head-on. One student and one adult passenger on the bus were taken to a local hospital for treatment of minor injuries. The driver of the vehicle was sent to a hospital. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Delight the Illini graduate and honor the retiree with artwork by Larry Canfer. With the largest collection of U of I photographs, you'll find the perfect one that celebrates the occasion. Each original photograph is created and signed by the artist. Give the best. Give a Larry Canfer. Visit the gallery on South Neal Street or canfer.com.
Weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back in to someone who's backing out. That's when you get it to Gerber. With locations throughout central Illinois, visit GerberCollision.com. Call 877-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
We've got a high 62 with the morning clouds. Afternoon, partly cloudy with a low 42 expected tonight. 58 the high tomorrow, 90% chance of showers. Mainly beginning late morning and into the afternoon by 5. We'll have a heavy downpour and then down to around 43 in the evening. Maybe some morning showers for Sunday, but then partly cloudy with a high 54 expected down to 41 in the evening. Right now, the temperature's at 47 on ESPN 93.5.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town.
He's back, ladies and gentlemen. The coach Chicago, is back in
Chicago,
one of America's greatest cities, Chicago, Illinois. Coach, how are you?
Doing good, guys. How are you?
Brother Johnny's in New Orleans. Johnny.
Stevie J. Good morning.
The fact that Coach is back in the state, man, it's an event. Should have had a parade for you, Coach. Should have had a parade for you.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Well, you're going to be at the restaurant a lot of nights. I know that, and a lot of people love finding Coach Mike Ditka when he's in town.
Yeah, we went over last night. We go in most every night. I mean, really, there might be one or two nights where I stay out and play gin out at the club, but other than that, I'm at the restaurant all the time.
How is your gin? Still sharp? Still good?
Gambling, cards is a game of luck. I don't care how skillful you think you are or you are. It's still the element of luck. Either the cards come or they don't come. And if they don't come, adios, amigos.
There's a Merritt School of Music event in Chicago a couple of nights ago. And I was sitting next to a doctor. He's 72 years old. And he's talking about when Wrigley Field moved to Soldier Field and he was, you know, they had construction going on and he was at the first game and I think the Cowboys were there. He said he was standing on the floor of the stadium and next to him was Lance Allworth and Mike Ditka. And he said, those guys are so hyped for the game. And Ditka looked like a mountain. That's what he said.
Oh, I don't know about that, but I mean, I remember that when we went out of Wrigley Field, went into Soldier Field. We used to play our couple preseason games, an armed forces game, I think it was, at Soldier Field, but that was the only one. And then they moved into Soldier Field, but it was time. I mean, they had to do it and you had more seats and, you know, it's a better money making machine.
Johnny, we've got so much on the docket. I mean, we got North Korea firing missiles again. You got Iran. You got Russia. Chinese trade. I mean, man, there's a lot on the docket these days.
Well, there's always a lot on the docket that comes and goes in terms of the criticality. But, yeah, I don't know what... What do you do, Steve? You got to roll with the punches.
But he's the only president that's sticking it as far as sticking to what he said about China. I mean, Chuck Schumer said, "Mr. President, stay strong." I mean, this whole Chinese—they're getting so much trade deficit. He's putting high tariffs on as of midnight this morning. What's going to happen with this coach? I mean, we got to try and get a fairer deal, I guess.
Well, the question comes here: who needs who more most? I mean, does China need us more than we need China? I think so. I really do. Now, I'm not positive of that. I'm not I don't have a business right now, but I think they do. So, I mean, I think that, I think what he's doing is right. You gotta hold true to what you believe.
Well, the thing is too, Steve, it's gonna cost us to get a better deal. All there is to it, right? Right now, we held the line. A lot of people are spending more money on various things like steel. Farm crops are down, okay?
Yeah,
corn and beans have dropped in price because the Chinese don't want to buy it from us. And other areas of the economy across the board, that's the price you pay if you want to hold out and get a better deal, which I think we should do. And of course, you just have to get through it. And I think Mike's right. I think we can probably do it if we want to.
Yeah.
I think we can come out ahead. I don't know. I think both sides end up winning in the long run if you have a fairer deal. So.
But I mean, is it me or is Donald Trump the first president in my lifetime that I can truly remember what he said on the campaign trail? He's coming back and reiterating once he's president as if, you know, I said this, this is what we're going to do. I don't recall other presidents really being that forthright about it.
Well, you know, people say a lot of things to get elected, and once they're elected, they forget what they said.
Yeah, right.
And that's the problem. But
agree that
whether you like Donald Trump or you don't like Donald Trump, he's his own man. He's going to do what he thinks is best for America. He's not going to do what other people think is best. He's going to do what he thinks is best for America. And I think his thoughts are pretty good.
Well, Steve's right. He's hung in there and tried to do what he said he was going to do. And he's pretty relentless.
Yeah.
He does keep after it. And it isn't easy. It isn't easy. But one thing we don't see is a lot of the things like the regulations that he's cut back, and things he can do without having the headline. So while he's arguing about one thing, there's a lot of other things going on, and generally what he said he was going to do, he's trying to do. So.
Yeah. Well, and I think you can stand toe-to-toe with China when your GDP is 3.2 and your unemployment is 3.6. And, of course, Cory Booker the other day, one of the 21 running for president, said the economy is all because of the work of Barack Obama.
What he's
going to
say.
I mean, come on, man.
I got to tell you, I don't think that's correct. But in the 8 years that Obama was president, we didn't have anything like that. So the things that Trump's done from the standpoint of encouraging business, that's one thing.
Right.
Trying to make better offers to companies. And actually, don't forget, he negotiated with a lot of companies that were going to leave and convinced them, no, don't leave this country. And they've stayed. And then, of course, making it easier. A lot of things that just encourage business make a huge difference. The outlook changes. The stock market, what did it go up from? It's down a little last couple of days, but it was 17 or 18,000. It's been at 25 or 6,000 since.
Yeah.
And that's in 2 years.
Yeah. Isn't it true, though, that the investor and the person that building a business, that they feel like there's going to be a more friendly environment, that they'll go for it?
Are you kidding? That's the whole game. Yeah. Do you want to take a risk or not? Are you afraid that someone's going to pull the rug out from under you or not? That's the gist of it. So, yeah, that's huge. And I think business has a lot more confidence in a guy like Trump, for sure. So
yeah, well,
we're seeing it.
Yep. Okay. Well, again, economy buzzing around. I couldn't name all the Democratic nominees trying to be the nominee for president of the United States. But again, all of the I think what is happening with the Attorney General, William Barr, suggesting that he's going to try and find out the genesis of the dossier and all of that. This is, I think, why he's being under attack so much, and he's in contempt of court and all these other things they're doing. I don't think they want him to look back at all that stuff.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a mess. I mean, when you look at it, you wonder why. I mean, there's so much good going on. There's so much good that this administration has done. Have they done everything right perfectly? No. But they're doing things that are basically right for this country, and people don't understand. I just don't get it. I really don't.
Well, I think it's like a bad game plan, Coach. Yeah. I mean, the Democrats decided that they were going to try to take out Donald Trump. That's their strategy. We're going to take him out. They can't do it. They haven't been able to do it. They made up a lot of things and got caught lying about a lot of things, and now they're sticking to it. So, hey, maybe they have some kind of a crystal ball that says, this is going to work.
Okay.
Everybody likes what we're doing. I think it's a disaster for them, and I think Trump's looking pretty good right now, unless somebody comes out of that pack, Stevie.
Yeah.
And you're right. I don't know. I could call out 10 of them that are running. Yeah. But, somebody might come up and start making a little more sense. But right now, it's all about... They're still talking about Russian collusion.
No, I know.
Are you kidding me?
No, I know. It's tone deaf to me. I don't get it. I mean, they're trying to do something because I think they've invested so much in it, and they just have nowhere to go with it. And I think, to her credit, stand by. To her credit, I think Nancy Pelosi understands and sees it, but she can't get the left to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's stunning stuff.
I think going nowhere is exactly right, but it's becoming clear they don't have a whole lot of good ideas for us. I'm not hearing anything.
Well, I think, shouldn't they come out and say, hey, Donald Trump's this and this and this and whatever collusion and Russian and obstruction, but here's the path we're going to, because they ran and won the House back saying we're going to fix health care. Where's that?
Yeah.
I don't see anything there.
So they come out with free college, free health care. These things are hard to do. How about just free money? I mean, these are things that even the people who would all love that are going to say, they're not going to be able to get that done. That's not going to do anybody any good. And so,
you know, the whole thing, when you talk about free college, you know, this whole country was built on the premises of you work, you get a job, and, you know, if you don't have a scholarship to go to college, whether it's academic or athletic, You work, you have a job, and you pay your way to go to college. And that's the way people did it in the 50s, 60s, 70s. I mean, I don't know what's going on. All of a sudden, everybody's supposed to have a college education. Yes, you are, if you earn it. If you earn the right to do it, if you work for it. I mean, I just don't get why you say, why can't he? Well, he can't because he doesn't qualify for it. I just don't understand it. I'm sorry.
Well, Johnny, a lot of people that teach at universities like our wonderful university here in Champaign-Urbana, the University of Illinois, they sure make a lot more than our father did here. Why don't we just go back, turn the clock back, and say, hey, listen, the most you can make as a professor is $100,000, and if you're all for free college, and I think they all would be, let's just kind of dial down the money a little bit to where it's a little more reasonable, because some of these folks get paid a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Why don't we do that?
Well, okay, that's not going to be very popular either.
No.
Just checking.
Steve, I've been thinking maybe I'm taking the wrong view of it and should jump in and be candidate number 22, because I think every American household should have their own private jet. That's what I'm going to run on. And we can get around easier, you know?
Hey,
fly in where we want.
Coach,
everybody.
I vote for that.
You got two. We vote for you. Diane's on for you, so we got three. Okay, but because the guy in California said 1,000 every individual in the country, and that's 6,000 for my family because we have six. So okay, send me the checks. I'm in. Go ahead. That's fine.
And of course, that breaks the money system, so money doesn't.
Right.
You know, in Venezuela, they've had things like that going on so that now a loaf of bread is like $7,000. So won't work.
Yeah.
That really won't work. I mean, it's not a matter of, give everybody a break. It's just, they're nice sentiments, and I think it's great. We do whatever we can and have, I think, forever trying to always look at the people struggling and help them out and help people get on their feet, help people have an opportunity. And what we have in America is the best way to do that. It's not perfect, Mike, but it's the best.
But it anybody's is a ever... opportunity. If you're willing to work, and there's a way to get to where you're trying to get. You may not get all the way to the top, but you can climb the hill pretty good.
Yep. Wanted to always like ending with some sports. The NBA playoffs are going on. Wake me up when they get to the finals. There's so many. I have no idea all the teams that are in it. But, Coach, whenever I see the NBA play, it's just like they're dialed up. They're playing their hardest. It's pretty good basketball, man. They're so good.
No, they're fantastic athletes. Yeah. I mean,
it's unreal.
The abilities they have. I mean, we go back. I go back to when I was in high school and college, and these guys are unbelievable what they're doing. It's just incredible.
You know, Steve Kerr played with Michael Jordan. Yeah. He was a three-point shooter, and he's coaching the Golden State Warriors, who still have a chance to win it. They're not like they used to be. But they asked him one time at a break, say, well, what do you think, Coach? They're doing good. And he just said, have you been watching these guys? Have you ever seen any? I'm glad I got to play what I got to play because I couldn't play anymore.
No, exactly.
It's unreal. And there's
and
so
you can say that about a lot of sports. You can say that about football, too.
Well, you can say that about Denny McCarthy, who's leading the Byron Nelson this weekend. Here's a kid that was +2. After seven holes, Denny McCarthy, who's nobody's heard of him, he was +2 after six holes, and then birdies 10 of the next 12. How do you do that?
The light went on somewhere.
10 out of the next 12, man.
That's pretty good.
I think I've doubled 10 of the last 12, but, man, I can't birdie 10. That's crazy. Come on.
Yeah, well, that's, you get on, I guess, but...
I mean, but that,
you're talking about dropping them in from, they're not up there at 115 yards. You're talking about 160, 70, 80 yards, and they'll plop them down within 3, 4, 5, 6 feet. And do it more than once, like you say, Steve. Once they're in that zone, I saw David Fleetwood do, well, they all do it. That's who wins is the one who zeroes. Mike, it's amazing. I mean,
they're really good. They are. And, we're used to, In our era, going back, there were one or two or three or four or five great ones, and all of them. But boy, there's so many now that can win on any tournament, any week they can win.
Denny McCarthy leading, and he's again one of those 50 coaches said it can win on a weekend. It's crazy. It's amazing how good these athletes are getting in all sports. And golf is just a head shaker for me. I can't believe how great they are. Well, I'm going to be driving to Mount Rushmore and all these places next Friday, so we'll catch up maybe in a couple of weeks, guys. But we're taking Gracie to Canada for Young Life internships, and it's a $10,000 drive to Canada and back, Johnny. It's a long way out there.
That's a road trip. That's a strong road trip.
Well, Nathaniel and I have to fly back from Jackson Hole because we can't stay that long, but we're going to drive part of it out there. Anyway, guys, always appreciate your wisdom and insight. Coach, you're the best. I'm so glad you're in Chicago. I invite people to go to Ditka's Restaurant. It's in Oak Brook and also on Chestnut in downtown Chicago, and it is my number one restaurant. And it's even better when Coach is in town. But it is, if you have the paddle steak and garlic mashed potatoes, it's the best. It's number one. Numero uno,
right.
Coach.
Thank you, guys. You're the best.
All the best. Thank you, Johnny.
Thanks a lot, Coach. All right, God bless you.
Thanks, Johnny. Brother Johnny, New Orleans, and Mike Ditkin, Chicago.
Love that conversation.
I love that restaurant. And then when Coach is around, and he's virtually there. If he's not there, he's playing gin at the club.
Uh-huh.
So if you go on and say, is Coach in? Yeah, he's upstairs.
Uh-huh.
And then you go up and you say, there he is. And then you go, should I?
Might as well grab a selfie if you can.
Well, he'll do it.
Right.
Sometimes he doesn't react like, hey, he's not real gregarious.
Right.
But he's willing. Uh-huh. And he's very, sure. And he gets up, kind of hobbles over and kind of goes back and forth a little bit.
Yeah.
But he's the best, and he's happy to greet you, meet you, and all those wonderful things.
An American treasure.
He is a legacy, an icon. He's amazing.
Glad to have him on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, the legacy teacher retiring at Centennial's Marion Wyatt.
Yes.
Sue Aldridge retired 2 years ago. Another legacy teacher.
Uh-huh.
Meaning you're not replacing that. I was at Marion's last concert last night. They're going to have a big event Memorial Day weekend. I'll be at that, too. But Christian and Benjamin and I, the only three in town, Janet and Gracie, were in Chicago. Nathaniel in Chicago, so they couldn't be there. But it was a wonderful show last night. They mixed in magic. with the choir.
I see.
And it was really cool.
We
brought this magician. I'm going, really?
Taking it up a notch.
Well, it was really entertaining.
Okay, good.
Really good. Anyway, we're going to call Marion White in a few minutes.
Sounds good.
ESPN 93.5. Check your news from Fox.